Chapter 7. The First Babe. I spotted Chelsea walking home from school the next day and ran to catch up with her. Excuse me, Chelsea, I said awkwardly from behind. Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I don't know your name. She turned around to face me. Chelsea Daniels is one of those 12-year-old girls who looks like she's about 18 in the magazine ads. I know it's not cool to think a girl is beautiful just because she has blonde hair and blue eyes, but looking at Chelsea somehow makes the muscles in your face malfunction and you forget how to talk. Judson, I finally choked out. Judson Moon. Hi, Judson Moon, she said. I recorded in my mental memory bank that Chelsea Daniels had actually spoken my name. The words Judson Moon had passed through her lips. Can I ask you a question, Chelsea? I'm kind of in a hurry. It'll only take a minute. See, I'm running for president. What, of the student council? No, of the United States. She stared at me, then laughed. Yeah? And every president has to have a first babe. I mean, first lady. Yeah? I was wondering if you might be my first lady. Is somebody camcording me or something? She said, looking around her. Who put you up to this? Nobody. I reached into my backpack and pulled one of the petitions Lane and I had been circulating. She looked it over. We don't have to date each other or anything, do we? Chelsea asked, wrinkling her nose. No, of course not, I assured her. I might ask you to attend some functions with me, parties and stuff. Parties? She said, brightening. Formal parties where I would get dressed up and there would be photographers and stuff? Possibly, I said. Cool, she said, finally smiling at me like I deserved to be on the same planet as her. Do you think I would look better in a blue or a pink silk dress at the inauguration? It was as simple as that. I had my first babe.